Catholic Answers, to explain and defend the faith, visit us online at catholic.com.
Theodosius Florentini. B. May 23, 1808, D. February 15, 1865. Theodosius Florentini, B. At Münster, in the Grisons, Switzerland, May 23, 1808, D. At Heiden, in Appenzell, February 15, 1865.
He entered the Capuchin Franciscan Order, October 22, 1825, was ordained priest in 1830, and appointed novice master, and lecturer on philosophy and theology. In 1838 he became guardian at Baden, in 1845 superior and parish priest at Chur, in 1857 definitor, and in 1860 vicar general of the Diocese of Chur. In the first half of the 19th century the Catholics in Switzerland found themselves in a lamentable position. In addition to Protestant ascendancy there was the spirit of unbelief and a false mysticism. Even the governments of Catholic cantons lent themselves to the persecution of the church and the conventual houses. The unfortunate Sonderbund War had broken the power and confidence of the Catholics, and the victorious Radical Party forced upon the country a constitutional league pledged to the destruction of Catholic interests. In consequence of his zealous defense of the Church, Father Theodosius was forced to fly to Alsace in 1841. But in August of the same year he returned, and brought his experience to bear on plans for the welfare of the Church and people. First he founded the Institute of the Franciscan Sisters of the Holy Cross. In the Capuchin Church at Altdorf on October 16, 1844, the first three sisters receive the habit of the Third Order of St. Francis. Their constitutions enjoin upon them to make themselves all to all in order to win souls to Christ and to do nothing which might repel any from their mode of life. From this foundation grew the congregation of teaching sisters, with their mother house at Memmingen, which has now about 1,200 members. Later on Father Theodosius founded the Congregation of Sisters of Mercy at Ingenbol, which numbers 5,251 sisters in 878 institutions. These congregations have been approved by the Holy See. Both are actively engaged in educational works, they have foundling asylums, orphanages, kindergartens, poor schools, boarding schools for girls, and seminaries for teachers. Both have in their homes for girls a patronage, as the French call it, for servant girls, factory workers, shop assistants, and others. The Sisters of Mercy have, besides, homes for the poor and sick, and undertake private nursing. In the meantime Father Theodosius was himself busy as a schoolmaster. He superintended the people's schools, Volksschulen, which are attended by others besides the poor. He promoted continuation schools and was in favor of technical instruction for apprentices and workmen. He founded anew the suppressed Jesuit college, Maria Hilf zu Schwyz, where there are now more than 400 pupils. It comprises a gymnasium, lyceum, and an industrial school with technical and mercantile departments. To stir up a new Catholic life he engaged in popular missions and retreats for priests. To provide for the needs of Catholics in Protestant parts of Switzerland he founded the home missions for which he provided a special fund. The institution of the annual conference of the Swiss bishops was largely due to his efforts. To bring Swiss Catholics together, to strengthen Catholic feeling, and to organize social works, he founded the Pious Society. For this society Father Theodosius worked harder than for all else. It was in connection with this that he more fully expounded his Christian social ideas. He was very keen upon the care and inspection of the helpless and dependent, such as boarded out children, apprentices, neglected children, and discharged prisoners. With regard to the labor question, Father Theodosius expressed himself very fully in his speech at Frankfurt in 1863. In demanding the Christianizing of industry, trade unions, and workmen's credit banks, he said, "Formerly monasteries were turned into factories, now factories must become monasteries, and the profits must be shared with the workers." Factories were established to carry out this idea, but they failed, owing to a lack of business capacity in the founders. At Ingenbol Father Theodosius founded a printing and bookbinding establishment and a society for the distribution of good books. Among his own writings are the Legends of the Saints in four volumes. His spirit was well expressed in the saying of Saint Augustine which on the eve of his death he wrote in the notebook of a teacher, "In necessarius unitas, in dubias libertas, in omnibus charitas." A favorite maxim of his was, "Whatever is the need of the time, is God's will." Father Cuthbert.